Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
The car, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Obviously, there is a high degree of frustration with what's going on with our Detroit Tigers. We had one caller call today, and I'm intrigued if he's got people with him who said, I don't even want him to make the playoffs, which I'm like, whoa. Don't even want to make the playoffs. But it's the class. Never has there been a better example. When you're a losing streak, you never think you're going to ever win again. And I mean, they can't. If they take 2 of 3 in Cleveland, they pretty much lock it up. But right now, Cleveland was that team that was on a winning streak and looked like they were never going to lose again. They did lose yesterday, and we still should have faith in Skubal and a Skubal start, even though they seem to Tigers seem to get Don't score runs, don't give them enough run support. But they also, I mean, their ability to come up with clutch hits with runners on base, first and second, nobody out, that kind of stuff. I don't know. It just is absolutely as frustrating as I can remember any sports team being here in Detroit.
It's brutal.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Tom's in Frankenmuth, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm not. You had a topic about 6-8 weeks ago after their obviously rough stretch. And I think it was like Cleveland was only by 6 at the point. And they you asked, what's it going to take? Are you confident how many games behind they would be at this point, right?
How many games they have to get before you started to panic? It was like about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, a month ago.
Yep.
And okay. I think I said for me, it had to get 4.5.
I think you were 5. I think five, I was 4.5.
4.5. Yeah. So and it got to 4.5, and then the next day,
just check the standings. It's 1.
Yeah, now it's 1. But the point is, it went from 4.5 back up to 13.5, and now down to 1.
Correct. I was checking just, math or whatever. That's what I gave you was standings. Like, if the Tigers won every series out, it was 27-13. If they just started really blowing it, it would be like 17-24, and Cleveland would have to do X. Well, Cleveland's doing X, and we're doing 17 and whatever.
Yep.
Right now, we're 15-19 in our last 34, and that started off in that particular 34-game stretch. We started off 8-1, so it's been really bad since.
Yep.
I have no confidence in this team now whatsoever. Their batting lineup is awful. There's no even, I would say, there's a few average hitters on the team, but their batting average is between barely 200 and 270, and that just doesn't do it.
It's interesting, Tom, because one of the big things in sports is how do you respond? People always talk about this, and it's true in virtually every sport with every professional athlete, is how do you respond to adversity? This is adversity, right? This is the greatest test of can you respond from adversity? And, we know that there's better versions of a lot of these guys in there because we've seen it. We've seen it for long stretches of time. But this is adversity. They're living it right now. And I, you know, you would have thought if you could respond, you would have responded before this, but this, they haven't found that gear yet. I feel like something's got to happen. Like, they got to get an inside the park home run or a triple play or an immaculate inning or some crazy outlier.
Back-to-back doubles.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Right, something you never see.
Right, you'll never see
it. Like an RBI hit.
I'm driving around on Saturday, and I was listening to the game.
They find a way not to score, by the way, on back-to-back doubles.
Yes.
Runner holds at third.
I'm driving around on Saturday, run some errands, and listening to the game, and I pulled into a parking lot somewhere, and I'm going to listen for a second here, because there's a situation where Torkelson's up, and I'm like, I'm just going to give it a second here, see what happens. And Torque hits the home run, and I'm going nuts in my car in the parking lot. This is awesome. I can't, and I go and pull it up on the phone so I can see the highlight of it. I'm like, that's just great. Maybe that's the moment they needed.
Yep.
And it wasn't. Nope. It just, because they can't back it up. Whether it's the collapse of a bullpen or it's just every missed opportunity in the batting order with the runners in scoring position, the runners on base and nobody out, and they cannot get it done. But I do feel the same thing with you. They need the big inning. They need to capitalize, have the crooked number, and then back it up with more innings where they're scoring and have, they don't need to have the Laffer 21-1 win or something like that.
Oh, I'd take that.
Of course you'll take it, but then you feel like you just spend it all on one thing. It'd be nice to have like a 7-0 game or shut somebody out or limit them to one run and you win the game by at least 5 runs. That's where you want that, where I want that for my own sanity, is to not have it be dependent on somebody just getting those last 3 outs and you're white knuckling it. Have some space in there. Have a comfort level.
Okay, we had the Twitter poll. Are the Tigers going to win the division? Right now it's trending towards 79% saying no. The other Twitter poll we asked, are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? What do you think that percentage is at? Lions-Ravens tonight. Are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? Gator, have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Okay.
42% said they're going to win.
Okay. Kang, do you think it's higher or lower than 42%?
I think it's slightly higher. Had they lost to the Bears, we'd be in Tiger territory. But since they beat the Bears, I think it's under 50%, but in the 40 range. I don't think you're too far off. I'm going to say 45%.
44.4. You guys are right there. You had it surrounded. 44.4 say yes, they're going to defeat the Ravens. 55.6% say no. Comments are coming in on that. From Saga, no, but I expect them to have a chance in the fourth quarter to go down the field and win it. From Raymond, I think they pull off the upset. They have had this game circled on their schedule after the last time we played. Baltimore beat Lamar Jackson on his home field, and fans will stop complaining about not having a mobile quarterback. And they put some parentheses, I hope. Ken says, ha, 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 I would just be happy if they keep it within one score. Tom says, would need that offensive line to click, and I think they're going to take many more games. Also, need to get Lamar, and with nobody of distinction opposite of Aiden, it doesn't seem likely. From Nubs Gets Dubs on Twitter, Lions win. There's a big chunk of this roster that played in the last Baltimore beatdown. I think some of those veterans are the standout performers tonight. From Lions for Life 097, if they protect Goff, the Lions should win this game. I say 40-33. And Bob says, I voted no in the poll, but wagered with actual money that they'll win. I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle. Yes, you are, Bob. 248-539-9797. Go vote and comment. Your comments can be read on the air, and we will take Lions calls. Not just the Tigers. Got a huge Monday night game coming up tonight. We'll get into details with that game a little bit later, probably in the noon hour. It is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.